Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity. Are you a happy Christian? If you could have more joy in your life, would you take it? We've all experienced highs and lows in life, and it's in those lows where we start feeling like something needs to change. There is a way to combat those moments of discouragement about your life. Joyce shares key principles from God's Word that will guide you in your walk with Him. One of those principles is learning to understand God's purpose for change. Change is difficult, but usually God is at work when we doubt He is, and His plans are perfect. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity.
In the last 3 years, I've had both of my hips replaced. Kind of nice now, you can get replacement parts, you know. That's cool. So, you know, you go through a healing process and blah, 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 blah. Well, I've been having a little issue with this one. And so they don't think it's my hip. They think now it could be something with my back. I've been having trouble with sciatic nerve. This morning, getting ready to come over here, I had just pain going down the back of my leg. Well, you know, my life's not perfect either, but I have to apply the same principles to my life that I encourage you to apply to yours. You don't get a pass from problems just because you're preaching the word. Matter of fact, you get attacked more than if you weren't doing anything. But you know what? We do have authority over the enemy. And although he comes against us one way, he'll flee before us 7 days. I had an interesting thing last week. I mean, I'm not trying to make more out of this than what it is. It's just, I like to make a joke out of things sometimes. But I went out to take my morning walk and my driveway was fine. And when I came back, there was about a 4-foot snake laying in my driveway. You know, I don't do snakes. And so I still had part of my walk to go, and Dave wasn't home. I called my son who lives around the corner, and he wasn't answering his phone. I texted him, he wasn't answering his phone. I wanted somebody to come and get this snake, because I'm thinking now by the time I get back from my walk, what if that thing's laying up on my porch? And, you know, we have these thoughts. What if it gets on my porch and then I can't get in the house? So I saw this man that lives down the street that I talk to once in a while. And so I went down and I said, okay, I'm going to be a total female. This was not a time when I wanted to be in charge. I did not want to be in charge of snake control. And so I said, I have a snake in my driveway. Would you mind to come down and get it or do something to it? I don't do snakes. And so he came down and he started poking around on it, and he said, what's dead? It's totally dead. I said, that's what it gets for getting on my property. My son said, oh, you're not going to say that, are you? I said, yeah, I'm going to say that. It's like, you know, when the enemy comes on our property, if we know who we are, he may hang around for a little bit, but eventually he's going to have to go. Come on. Romans 8, right in the midst of all of these things, we are more than conquerors. You know what it means to be more than a conqueror? I believe it means that before your problem starts, you already know that whatever comes your way, you will ultimately have the victory. Amen. Okay, so I want to ask again, what's flowing out of you? Now, interesting thing. The Philistines, who are the enemies of the children of God, they had a way of doing warfare that also the Israelites did warfare the same way. Back in those days, one of the ways that you defeated your enemies was to throw dirt down their well. See, you already know where this is going, don't you? They would throw earth or dirt down their wells and stones, pebbles and stones, until they got it stopped up to where there was no water flowing out of the well. Another thing they did is they would throw stones all over their property so nothing would grow. Well, when I saw this scripture years ago, I taught this message once. I don't know why I've never taught it again, because I think it's a great example. But Genesis 26:15, Now all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had closed and filled with earth. So let's just say that earth represents the world in all of its ways. Well, if there's anything that the enemy wants to do, he wants to fill us, our inner life, with all the ways of the world. So even though we get up and go to church two or three times a week and we read our Bibles and we may give a little bit in the offering, there's still not much difference between us and the rest of the people out there because the enemy's constantly trying to fill us with the ways of the world. Does anybody seem to have any temptation these days about having to really stand steadfast and not get sucked into the system out there? And you know, many times, even as a believer, if you're going to really take a firm stand against ungodliness and against sin, you may have to be willing to stand alone a great deal of the time. Amen? The Bible says that we're to stay on the narrow path that leads away to life and off of the broad path that leads to destruction. And I like to say that on the broad path, you're going to have lots of company. On the narrow path, sometimes you may only find one other person, and that's Jesus. You can't always be the most popular person on the planet and do what God wants you to do. So one of the things that Jacob did when he came to help the Israelites was one of the first things he did was unstop their wells. So guess what? I don't know what you think you came for today, but I can tell you that Jesus brought you here to unstop your well. Amen. We're going to take out some dirt. We're going to take out some stones. And you're going to learn when the enemy throws a stone at you to throw the rock back at him. Did you hear what I said? When the enemy throws a stone at you, you're going to learn how to throw the rock, which is Jesus, the Word of God, back at him. The best way to defeat the enemy is through the Word of God. I ask again, has the devil filled you with earth? Has he filled you with rocks? You know, sometimes we get so used to compromising with the world that we don't even really realize anymore that we're doing it. You know, that's how the enemy deceives us. He does it just little tiny bit at a time. And all of a sudden, things that used to really grieve you, now you can do and they don't bother you at all. And we all have to be careful about that, every single one of us. Now, 2 Kings 3:19. You shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and you shall fell or knock down every good tree, and you shall stop up all the wells of water, and you shall mar every piece of land. But when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites so that they fled before them, and they went forward slaying the Moabites as they went. They beat down the city's walls, and on every good piece of land, every man cast a stone, covering it with stones, and they stopped up all the springs of water and knocked down all the good trees until only the stones of the walls of Moab's capital city were left standing. Now listen to this. And the slingers surrounded it and took it. So there actually were men in the Bible, whether they were from Israel or they were from the enemy's camp. This is just a way that they did war. And there actually were people that were called slingers. And you got some slingers in your life. Let me tell you. And their whole job is to sling dirt at you and to sling stones at you, hoping to fill up your well to where there's nothing but a little spurt or a spit or a pop every once in a while, and there's nothing continuously flowing out of you that's going to bring life to everybody else around you. Come on. So, I've actually got some slingers with me today. The first stone that we want to talk about that the devil loves to sling at us is the stone of compromise. You know what a compromise is? So dangerous. A compromise means that you go just a little bit. Everybody say a little bit. You go just, you do just a little bit less than you know what would be really right or really good. And after all, you know, I mean, it's just a little bit. I mean, you know, everybody else does it. I mean, even my pastor does it. You know, you're not responsible for your pastor or any of your Christian friends or your mom or your dad or your spouse or anybody else. You're only responsible for you. And you're going to stand before God, and I'm going to stand before God and give an account of our lives. And so it's important that we all make good decisions that we can be proud of. Now, let's talk about compromise for just a minute. You got a cookie here in this town called The Cookie. Anybody familiar with that? Well, hey, you are missing out. I mean, we've already got these cookies ordered. They're going home on the plane with us. And I mean, we are ready for these cookies. Now, what if they said, now, we do want to let you know that there's one new ingredient in these cookies, but you don't need to be concerned because it's just a little bit. You won't hardly notice it at all. It's dog poop. Come on. Well, excuse me, I just gotta say it because you know how I am. I mean, the enemy's pooping all over our property, and we just... we just stand around and say, oh, it's just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, there's not one person going back with us. There's not one person in this building that would eat that cookie. You wouldn't taste of that cookie. You wouldn't even want to touch that cookie, even though it was just a little bit, and they assured you that it would not hurt you at all. You wouldn't even notice it. You wouldn't even taste it. Well, how many things do we do like that? Somebody invites you to go to a movie? You already know it's not the kind of movie you should see. Bad language, nudity, all kinds of stupid stuff. You're a Christian, you got a bumper sticker, you got your Christian jewelry on. But they want you to go. I mean, you know, they only take the Lord's name in vain 12 times. It's not, you know. And I know we've all got different convictions. I'm not trying to push mine off on anybody else. But I'm trying to make a point that we all do hopefully have some conviction. And whatever our conviction is, whatever our standard is, we need to be willing to live by that. Not being legalistic, but you know, if you don't draw a line and stop moving it, then there's no place where the line is going to stop. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Gain more joy with today's offer, the Beauty of Spiritual Maturity CD series and God's Greatest Gifts book. This 3-CD series and paperback are available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Make plans now to spend your Friday and Saturday with Joyce. Inspiring teaching, heartfelt worship, and encouraging behind-the-scenes moments at the Joyce Meyer Conference.
If you want to get happy, get yourself off your mind.
Coming to Long Beach, California, May 4th and 5th at the Long Beach Arena. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org/conference or call 1-866-SEE-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.